Today we're talking all things pickleball with Harry Smith from Cookeville Area Pickleball, known as CAP. We'll hear all about the sport, growing popularity, and how the local club is bringing community together on and off the court. Welcome to the show, Harry.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's just jump right in here. What is pickleball? I mean, I hear about it. I see some things about it on Facebook, but you know, let's just get down in the nitty gritty on it. What is pickleball?
Well, it's more commonly described as a sport that combines elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. We're on a smaller court. It's about 20 by 44 feet. It's a little bit lower impact than maybe tennis, but yet it's a friendly and can be a competitive game. The matches will last just a few minutes when you're in casual play, and it's for all ages, 9 to 90. And you can rotate players in and out, and this fosters somewhat of a sense of community and socialization. Keeps the players coming back.
That's great. Now, what's the score like? What's the total? How do you keep up with the points and everything?
The games go to 11, and you win by two. It's unique in that you serve, and when the ball is received on the other end, it has to bounce and then bounce back one more time, and then you can do whatever you want with the ball. It's the server has to be serving to win. In other words, the team that's on the serving side, they have to score the point to win. And then when it goes to the opposing team, then they have to be serving to be able to gain their points.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, kind of a lot like tennis in a way.
Very similar.
That scored kind of similar.
Very similar. The net, however, is 2 inches lower in the center than it is on the end. I think that's a holdover from how the sport got started way back in Washington, D.C. Well, I mean, where state of Washington.
And then, so you're with a local group called CAP, right? Cookeville Area Pickleball?
CAP was formed about 2.5 years ago. We needed a way for the players to communicate, keep up with the international, state, and local level of pickleball. So I started a website. Well, it's part of a website on Facebook called Cookeville Area Pickleball, called CAP. And now we've come up with 585 members, and we're still growing.
Wow. So now, where locally do you play? I mean, is it played? Where could someone, if someone was wanting to learn about it or see it in action, where could they go?
If you are an inside player, prefer to play inside, you could go to the community center out by Avery Trace, and they have Avery Trace does not have inside courts. You would go to the Cane Creek Recreational Center, and they have 3 inside courts that are shared with basketball. The only other inside courts, unfortunately, are at the First United Methodist Church. Again, they're shared with a basketball court, but they have 3 courts. But there's just a limit on how many courts we have inside. When the weather's bad, those courts are loaded. It is hard to get into play. We have, at the church, we have 100 people on the wait list.
Oh, wow. Wow. So they make a reserve the court, or do they just...
It's an invite at the church. At Cane Creek, it's wide open and to the public, mm-hmm. and you just walk in and blend in with the other players. It's called open play.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there's usually somebody there who has not played much, so they may help you get started in the game, or you may find very advanced players. We call the highly competitive players the core players is the term that's starting to be used now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, how did pickleball get started? Let's just talk about that.
It's not as new of a game as many people would think. It got started in the state of Washington back around 1964. And there were some grandparents who were entertaining their grandchildren, and the grandchildren were getting bored out there. So one of the grandfathers went to a used badminton court, and he dropped the net down. He cut out some wooden paddles and found basically a wiffle ball and said, go make up a game. So they went out and started playing. They made up a game, and they added rules to it over a period of time. And that is the state. That state is the home state of pickleball, to the point that now they have authorized within the past 2 weeks a license plate that you can buy that has the pickleball on it.
Oh, wow. That is so originated in Washington State?
Is that, correct.
Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, in the 60s, so it's not been around that long.
Not been around that long, and it was kind of dormant up until COVID. Okay. And then when COVID hit, Everybody, of course, had to distance themselves a bit, but they wanted to get outside. They wanted to be active because COVID was keeping you inside. So what they decided to do, players said, hey, I'm going to go in my driveway, set up a little court, or I'm going to go to the gym and I'll set up a court. We can distance ourselves and we can play pickleball. That's when it really took off.
Oh, that it's incredible how fast it has grown in this.
The fastest growing sport in the nation and internationally. We're in 70 countries now.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible. Well, stay close to hear more from Harry with Couville Area Pickleball. I should say Packleball. And we're back with Harry Smith with Couville Area Pickleball. Now, Harry, we've dabbled into the origin and kind of the history behind pickleball and kind of how the way the game's laid out and played. But let's get in and talk some gear. Like if a listener's listening, they're like, well, I really want to get out and get you know, try this. What is some basic gear just starting out that someone would need?
All right, let's just assume that this is going to be my first day of play. So I'll go to a big box store, or I'll go somewhere, and I will buy a $35, $40 paddle. Don't want to spend a lot of money. They can go up to $300 and $400 on a paddle. I'll buy a set of maybe three balls, and there's a difference between indoor and outdoor balls. The indoor balls have larger holes than the outdoor balls. I need some gym shoes of some kind, and I'm ready to play.
Oh, wow.
So. If I want to add to that, I can add a cover for my paddle. I can add a cleaning pad for my paddle. I can add a sweat band. I can add anything that you will find other sports people adding. Mm-hmm. And you end up with a suitcase of things by the time you're done.
Exactly. So I'm imagining, you know, I'm sure there's bags, you know, carry bags and all that, gear bags and all that.
They're called gig bags.
Gig bags.
Yep.
I like that.
And your gig bag can hold a paddle and a ball, or it can be much larger, and it can hold all the items I'm talking about, including your gym shoes, a variety of paddles, because as you get more advanced, you'll end up having more paddles than you ever thought you would have. It's like buying a set of anything. You find one good one, but then you find one better.
Exactly, almost like golf clubs.
Exactly, you know, good analogy.
You know, I've known people that go to Goodwill to shop for golf clubs, and then they, you know, get them for, you know, $4 or $5, or you can spend $400 on a club.
One thing I want to add, though, and you don't see it as much as we need to, is a set of safety glasses.
Oh, wow!
Because you're only 7 feet across the net from your partner. Or, I mean, your opponents. And that ball is going to be traveling 30, 40 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
If they hit it. And they can have an impact on your eye.
Yeah.
So I would definitely recommend some safety glasses. Yeah. Again, we're not doing it as much as we should be.
Yeah, that's you take a hit to the eye like that, that could,
yes,
cause some damage.
Exactly.
Now, I noticed you mentioned the difference in the ball, indoor and outdoor. Is there, if you're playing outdoor, do you need a different type of shoes? Or is it regular gym shoes are fine?
Yeah, basically, gym shoes will work indoor or outdoor. Yeah,
and you mentioned this is great for all levels. So, are you seeing a take with like senior citizen centers or anything like that? Is there any partnerships with that, or do you have the seniors getting out where they're interacting with the youth?
Yes, to all of the above.
Oh, great!
You can go by the community center, and with our new courts that we have now at Cane Creek as well. You can go by on a weekend, and it wouldn't be uncommon to see a grandparent out with a grandchild or see the teenagers out playing 9 to 90.
Yeah, that's great because, you know, I'm a sports enthusiast. I coach youth football and coach, you know, with the middle school here in the Upper Cumberland. And, you know, football is a sport that, you know, once you're done, either high school or college, you hang it up and you're done. So a lot of that competitive nature, you know, can carry on into something else.
Right.
And this is great that there's something, you know, that people can do when they age out of football or age, you
right.
know, and it's from what I see, very good exercise too.
It is good exercise. You're not running as far as you would in tennis, but you are moving fast, and you're moving laterally. You're moving back and forth. It is good exercise.
And if you have knee problems and stuff like that too, I mean, it's you know,
not quite as strenuous as tennis.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's a good analogy to something to consider. Well, stay tuned for more with Harry Smith. Welcome back. And today we're talking all things pickleball with Harry Smith with Cookeville Area Pickleball. Now, Harry, we've talked about the history behind it, and we've talked about the gear, but one thing I didn't ask is how did it get its name?
Going back to Washington State in the 60s, and they were playing on the court there, the grandfather says they got its name because they had a dog named Pickles. They would run and get the ball. The wife comes along a little bit later and says, hey, wait a minute now, that's not true. The dog didn't come along until after we started pickleball. She said the real answer on how pickleball got its name goes back to crewing on the rivers. And when they would have a crew competition, they would take additional players to fill in case somebody got hurt. So those who weren't actually crewing on a boat would get into another boat, which is a composite of all the extra people, and they called that the pickle boat.
Oh, wow.
And that's how it got its name. Huh. Now, the reporter said, I'm going with the dog story because that's more interesting.
Yeah, the dog story sound. I'm a dog lover, so that does sound. Now, so I'm looking, you have an international and state level pickleball. Is it competition or just levels of skill?
We are at a point now that the popularity is leading to a very highly competitive group of people, and we're calling them the core C-O-R-E players now, which I think is a very appropriate. The latest data I have shows about one-third are core players, about two-thirds are recreational players. And I don't see that changing much over time because as it becomes more familiar, I think more people who are just out for a nice recreation and not that interested would stay with the recreational level. But we will always have the competitive core people, which is very good. Matter of fact, it's an international competition now. There are franchises held by major sports figures, and it is quite a growing sport. It's fantastic. It's in 84 countries now.
Oh, my goodness. It's showing that it's the fastest growing.
You're right.
You ever think it might be an Olympic sport one day?
Yes. I would say within the next 10 years, it'll be an Olympic sport.
That's incredible.
Here in Tennessee, they have the USA Senior Olympics. And that's held in Chattanooga every summer. I competed there a couple of summers, and they will have 640 players down there. They will have 32 courts set up in the convention center down there. And we have a lot of people go down there and very successfully compete at the Senior Olympics.
Well, that's great. Now, what is your role with the CAP?
I'm a USA Pickleball Ambassador, as well as Heather Marshall, who just came on board as an ambassador also. It's a voluntary position. And our role is to promote and support pickleball. Again, it's voluntary, so we kind of choose how we get involved with it. I favor the recreational side. Heather favors, I think, the more competitive side. So I think it's a good balance that she's come on board and we're working together. My mantra for pickleball is 9 to 90 and put the emphasis on mental, physical wellness, socialization, and then lastly, friendly competition. Now, that's my mantra.
Yeah.
Other people would have a different one. But to me, the mental and physical wellness and socialization is one of the more important roles of pickleball as a sport, recreational.
Well, when you mentioned your mission statement right there, what you just said, kind of goes along with this show. I mean, something I drive home, just being outdoors makes us feel better. You know, when you go outside and you get the sunshine hitting you or just the fresh air, you feel better. So, I mean, anything you can do as a group or as an individual, if playing a sport, or it's gonna make big numbers for your mental health.
And let me address the inside-outside issue. We have just opened up at the community center 6 courts, and then we just cut the ribbon on 8 fantastic courts out at the Cane Creek Recreational Center, and they are state-of-the-art courts. So we've got now 14 outdoor courts that are dedicated only to pickleball. Our problem is winter's coming. We have only 3 courts at the Cane Creek Recreational Center that is inside, and we are in dire needs of an inside facility. I just can't stress that heavy enough.
Well, now, tell us where people can find out more information about
it. Come to the Facebook site called CAP, and we can give you most any kind of information you want. Just sign on. We do not allow any political or commercial or religious posting on there. It is invite. Again, we have right now 585 members, and we're growing, and we'll be glad to have you join in the discussions.
Good deal. Well, Harry, thanks for coming on the show and talking all things pickleball with everybody. I mean, I'm very interested. It's I see things on Facebook. I see people playing at tennis courts. Baxter has a little small tennis. I see people playing pickleball there on that court, and I think they've lowered the net and do some things there.
Two courts.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen it out there, so my interest is up. You've definitely got my attention, and
good.
Maybe might see me out there one day.
Call me, and we'll get together.
Good deal, Harry. Thank you so much. This has been another great episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors.